I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump.
Oh, yes. Tuesday morning, Taz and Luke with you. Coming to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocky Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide seamless mortgage experience. Mike Dean across the way. Andrew with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Your number to call, and the big topic of conversation is going to be a reaction to everything that transpired last night on the court. And the after effects after that 106-105 victory by the Golden State Warriors last night to force a Game 6 back in Oakland. We'll get into it all. Taz, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, Moose. Welcome back.
Thank
Everything
you, buddy.
Go good? The school yesterday, have a good time, I'm sure.
I did. Yes. Father's Day stuff. Yeah, kindergarten celebration for my son. So it was nice, yeah.
Did you have a little speech, a little talk
to
everybody?
No. It was not, no. It's about the boys. It was
I about bet you boys. Coming in, commanding the mic.
No, it was nothing.
Need
like
to say
that,
something
no.
here?
No.
You watch, saying, Moose, stop. Come on, what are you
no.
doing? It's about the kids. I have something to say. A hot take. Going in with a hot take with kindergartners.
Right.
You would do that.
No, but I was appreciate it. It was a good time.
That's good.
We had a
that's
little
good.
Father's Day at Paul's pre-K and then
nice.
A kindergarten celebration at Jackson School. So
that's awesome.
It was a fun day. How'd the show go? Good?
Yeah, everything went good. Yeah, AB sat in for he survived. And there was no physical, no police involvement. Everything was okay.
Everything was okay. The authorities were not called.
There were no authorities. No, everything was fine. Was good.
I'm glad to hear. Well, happy to be back in this chair
yes,
doing
sir.
The show with
yes,
you this
sir.
Morning, Taz. And really, where do you begin? We'll get to the Nick Nurse timeout, the Raptors, really, in essence, what was a collapse in the final 3 minutes after having a 6-point lead here. But, I was talking to Biseglia last night when I was driving home at halftime, right, of the game
right.
last night, right? Give him a call because I hadn't seen whether or not if they had come out with the official news on Kevin Durant just yet. But, I hadn't looked forward, Taz, to an NBA game, a finals game in a while, probably since LeBron and the Cavs when they came back from 3-1 down on Golden
right.
State. That I looked forward to a game last night when word started to come down that Durant was going to give it a go. And then you saw him going through the warm-ups, and he had the dunk to end warm-ups, and then, the pregame rituals, dancing in the hallway with his Warrior teammates and on the court. And, I think it added a lot of juice. I understand the Raptor fan didn't want to see him on the court, but added a lot of juice to that game last night of seeing his return. I was excited to see number 35 back on the court.
I was, too. I really was. And to your point, once that word got out, man, everything just amplified that he was going to play, and this just got even hotter and hotter because all we've all done as a fan base, as the media, is speculate, is he going to come back? Now, obviously, I have to I have to say I was wrong. I predicted he would not come back and play in the finals. I obviously was wrong because he did come back and play. But, when he was, I want to just eat that. But when he did that dunk you're talking about in the pregame, because he missed his first shot. I don't know if you saw that. When he was warming up, he came on the court. He got booed. He took a shot, and he missed. And the place was applauding, going crazy. And then later on, they show him with that dunk. And he shut everybody up.
Yeah.
He looked pretty healthy.
Yeah, he did look pretty healthy. And then he hit his first two threes of the night.
Right.
And then we saw what transpired after, 11 minutes on the court. He gets the ball in his hand, starts to try and make an offensive move to the basket outside the three-point arc. And trying to use that explosive step. And he didn't see it on initially, but then it got replayed over and over again. That right leg, that right calf Achilles area, when he went to make a drive and then he took another step with it, went right down to the court, gave up the basketball, waved to the medical staff. His Warrior teammates came over at the time, helped him up off the court. He was helped to the locker room by Andre Iguodala. We'll get to the Toronto reaction here. And, all reports are is that the Warriors believe it is a torn Achilles tendon, Taz. And you don't want to play blame game. Durant wanted to play. He got medically cleared. The Warrior doctors cleared him. They said, as Mark Jackson said last night on the broadcast, that he always had game five circled as the time that he could get back on the court for this Warrior team. Mm. They were down 3-1. He could have taken the easy way out. He could have been like, you know what? I'm not going to give it a go. I'm not going to play. He's got a big free agency coming if he opts out June 30th at 6 o'clock, Taz. He decided to give it a go last night. And, you know, I really firmly believe that the doctors believed that he was ready to play. They said that there were no limitations, Kerr said before the game, on his minutes. And unfortunately, he ends up in the worst possible scenario where he tears, reportedly, what the Warriors expect. An MRI will reveal today is that it's a tear of the Achilles tendon.
Absolutely. It stinks for this guy. It stinks for his teammates. It stinks for the fans or fans of Kevin Durant or any teams that were looking to get him in July. You know, it's this whole thing is just, you don't want to see anybody get injured. Nobody. No, you don't want to see anybody get injured. But I got to tell you, like, I don't remember the last time I've seen a guy or a team, for that matter. You know, we use wrestling terms in fun jocularity form on this show a lot. So there's baby faces and there's heels in wrestling. Baby face is a good guy. Heels are bad guys. Okay, so the Warriors, they're like the Patriots. They're like the Yankees. They're like the heels because they're dynasties. They win. They're victorious. They're dominant. So we love to, not love to hate them. We just hate them unless you're a fan of them. That's the Warriors. Kevin Durant, the burner accounts, the this and that. He's hypersensitive, yada, 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 yada. And there's, and I know I've said it myself out here that, well, I don't know how much his teammates really even like him. I was dead wrong on that. They don't like him. They love him. And my point in bringing up the baby faces and the heels, good guys and bad guys, I feel like Moose. The Warriors went from being the heels, the bad guys, to the baby faces, to the good guys last night, as did Kevin Durant with this injury. You almost, especially, by the way, and I'm sure we'll get into it, especially Moose, the way the Toronto audience, the way the fan base up there in the six reacted once he got hurt and that they were cheering. It's very easy now to not like the Raptor team because of something like that. Maybe that's right. A broad stroke that I just said, but you get my drift.
No, I understand what you mean. I mean, the one thing I would say, it wasn't every Toronto Raptor fan. So
you could hear it, though.
You could hear it.
And it's stuff that stereotype all of them.
Right,
no, you're right.
And then it got, as you saw Serge Ibaka and other Raptor players basically tell him to knock it off.
Right, right.
And then when Kevin Durant was getting helped off the court into that section, he was given a standing ovation by the Raptor fans that were there as well. I agree with you. The initial reaction by the Raptor faithful, those that did get up and start cheering Taz, and you saw a couple reactions, a close-up reactions of guys dancing in the stands. Yeah, it's a terrible look. I agree with you. It's a terrible look. But, you know, as Steph Curry said after the game, listen, it's a really good city. They've been really good to me. They're good sports fans. You know, he took the high road with it. I just don't want to paint the all Raptor fans way.
Because that's
the one, because they're not, I'm not saying you, but there were people last night
ripping all Toronto fans.
And that's not fair. That's really not. Because it wasn't the entire arena that got up and started chanting and celebrating and everything like that. Yes. The fact is you heard a lot of people, Taz, because I think the place basically went dead quiet. I mean, right after Durant went down and he gives the ball up and the ball's bouncing there and gets, you know, the Raptors recover the basketball and he's on the court. I mean, it was basically as quiet as a church on a Sunday.
Yeah, it really was. That's
really what it was. And then he's on the court. And I don't think anyone, you know, it was one of the more stunning things. Number one is you just saw a 30-year-old elite-level athlete coming back and working his way back after missing, 33 days,
yeah,
right? And
yep.
missing 9 games in the playoffs. Work his way back and suffer what everyone, if you've watched sports, believed was a torn Achilles tendon. I think everybody was basically stunned watching it, and then there were Raptor fans there that started to become a little bit more boisterous and excited about it, but it wasn't every single one of them.
Correct. And the thing is, like, so with Durant, it's like it's really difficult not to feel bad for him, you know, because
I feel terrible. Yeah,
so do I. And, like, so, I mean, I think a lot of fans and men and women who cover sports for a living or, you know, even a casual basketball fan, they know Kevin Durant. It's like, oh, man, this poor guy got hurt. That's horrible. Even people who were never Durant fans, you got to feel bad for the guy because he did fight back to get back on in this game to play with his team. And while he was in there, he was definitely a major difference maker for what it was, 11 minutes or whatever it was. And he played excellent. And he definitely is a major difference maker. You know, yesterday, Andrew and I were talking about, you know, what was going to happen because we knew it was questionable. We were reporting? It was questionable that he was going to return. That's where I was yesterday. And then we heard later in the day, as we all heard, that he was coming back. But on Sunday, as you know, Moose, you know, he practiced, Durant did. But he didn't do much. He was supposed to practice with some of the younger guys, get some minutes in. He didn't. There were reports that not much happened, and he came out, and the back of his leg was iced up. And I mentioned the fact that I heard and I read reports that the back of his Achilles, this is on Sunday, his Achilles was iced up too. A lot of people didn't bite onto that, but I noticed that was one. I'm sure you saw that report. And it was weird that his Achilles was iced up.
Well, he had two bags of ice on the back of his right leg.
Back of his upper leg, and then he had one on his Achilles.
Oh, I thought it was his calf. Whatever.
It was his calf, but he had one on his Achilles. He did.
Okay.
And that's what I thought was, interesting. And so I guess because whatever muscle strain he had in his calf, you know, connects down to his Achilles, so maybe that's why. I have no idea. But for this to happen, you know, you would think if he's going to get injured, you know, and he had no restriction on minutes, like you said, if he was going to get injured, it'd be more strain in that calf. You know, what happens is, a lot of times, not to play doctor here, but I'm assuming this is what happened. You know, the rest of his lower leg muscles and the main ligament there is your Achilles compensates for that calf muscle. And we've also talked about, you and I, about the thin legs that he has, the thin calves. That plays into it. We talked yesterday about that, Andrew and I. That's a big deal. So, no matter what, we feel bad for him. It's horrible what happened to this guy. You know, hopefully it's not a full tear of his Achilles, but
yeah, there's a doctor I follow on Twitter that kind of goes through like NFL injuries on Sundays, right? And it looks at the video and what have you. I forget what his Twitter handle is, but he gave you a close up after the injury transpired and basically said when he starts to make that explosive move. And it's really the contraction and the explosion of the calf that leads to the tear of the Achilles tendon, and if you watch the close-up video, you can almost see it basically like
wiggles
in his lower leg. It was not even a wiggle. It was like a gunshot.
Yeah.
And you see him go down right away, and then he grabs right at the top of it. I mean, listen, Taz, we'll play the Bob Meyer sound here momentarily as the general manager for the Golden State Warriors met with the media. It's extremely unfortunate. However it transpired medically, you know, whichever way
it is. No,
I mean, we end up in a scenario where he's 30 years of age, and for Kevin Durant, I know now it the trickle down and the ripple effect, not just the rest of these NBA finals, but the ripple effect for the rest of the NBA. You know, now what does Kevin Durant do come, you know, does he opt in to the final year of his deal? Does he get a max, contract from Golden State? Does he opt out? Do the Knicks still pay him? Do the Nets still pay him? I mean, you're looking at this is anywhere from an 8 to 12 month recovery.
I know.
For Kevin Durant. He's 30 years of age. He's going to be 31 in the month of September. So you're looking at a scenario where if Kevin Durant decides to opt out, or you're looking at 32 years of age is the next time that Kevin Durant's going to play meaningful basketball.
Yeah, man.
And it will be 16 months since the last time he played basketball. Think about that. I mean, it will be a long time conceivably until we see KD back on the court, and you don't know how he will physically be able to handle it. Now, we saw with Kobe Bryant. He was later on in his career. Kobe Bryant didn't look like the same player. You saw what the after effects of Kevin Durant on NBA players, an Achilles injury, is a lot more significant than, say, a knee injury to be able to get back to where you once were. I mean, I don't know if I could ever say that Kevin Durant will be the same. Now, he's a great shooter. He's 6'11", 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a matter of, like, he's Vince Carter and he has to get to the rim in order to be effective, Taz, but I mean, that is a significant injury for any NBA player to overcome. You can see with Cousins, who's got no lift.
Right. Well, and to the point you made, it's like, when an NBA player gets an injury like this, a lower leg, especially Achilles injury, look, their lower leg is not like the average guy or girl. It's not like our lower leg where it's a normal size. These guys are so tall. These guys are so long that that lower leg is long. I mean, these guys are long body people. They're very tall. and it, their muscle joints is not, they're not too compact. I mean, their muscle density, I should say. So I would think that you get an Achilles injury, it changes things because you got such the long lower leg. Because like I said, they don't have a lower leg like you or I have. What do you average, Jane or Joe?
No.
You know, so it's like that, that adds to it. But, you know, it's just like you just said about, let's say it's the Knicks or the Nets or something. He decides to opt out. You know, he's going to be, if this is a full tear, he's going to, you know, he'll sign his contract, all this money or whatever is going to happen. And then a bulk of his time in was going to be in the treatment room. It's going to be with the trainers. Going to be with the medical staff.
Well, I mean, and listen, I don't know, and that's the rub is I don't know what he's going to decide to do. If I'm Kevin Durant, I mean, are you going to opt out now or take the $33+ million? Are the Golden State Warriors going to reward him and give him a max contract, and he never leaves Golden State and remains with the Warriors and does the rehab there? Does he decide? So that's the fascinating aspect. See, there's so many differences, interesting storylines, and we'll get to the game and breaking it down. But Taz, if you run through it, number one is Durant obviously, you know, wants to be loved, wants to be liked, but is basically with him coming back last night and putting it all on the line and shut everybody else up forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no criticism that anyone could levy toward Kevin Durant and hop on social media and say it's all about the money or he's this or he's that, because what he decided to do last night, there's not a lot of guys, not a lot of big-time professional athletes at his stage of his career with what they had on the line and what the game plans here with the expectancy to hit free agency would roll it out there, and Kevin Durant, the competitor, rolled it out there. Number two is the ripple and the trickle-down effect here of the injury is on Golden State in the here, on the Golden State in the future, and then on the rest of the NBA in the future, whether it be Brooklyn, the Knicks, and his decision about what he ultimately decides to do after the season does come to an end, whether it be Golden State win another NBA championship or the Toronto Raptors win an NBA title for the first time in their franchise history. That's the fascinating aspect, because it's not just a, you know, this is not just an A-B, point-to-point
absolutely
deal.
I agree with you.
There is a ripple effect across the NBA landscape, you know, where, I mean, you could have an argument here where, and you can make the case, Toronto wins the NBA title, Kawhi Leonard decides to stay up in Toronto, Kevin Durant, coming off Achilles injury, decides to opt in, remain in Golden State, and who are you looking at as the big-time free agent? Kyrie Irving is being it. I mean, Kemba Walker. You know, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler. I mean, those are the guys when everyone's pointing to this NBA free agency, there's an argument to be made. Well, then you could go trade for Anthony Davis. And that would be the franchise-changing move. Mm. When you look at those kind of moves, think about that, about what we might be on the precipice of the NBA dominating the talk of the conversation come July 1st, Taz, where now you can maybe see a path where both the two biggest stars remain in their current cities.
I think it's a great point. It's a great observation.
I can easily see it, because if I'm Kevin
Durant, I didn't think of the Kawhi thing, but it's a great point.
It does. Let me ask you this. If I'm the Golden State Warriors, why would I not reward Kevin Durant?
Why would I not?
If he wants to stay
he's literally
there,
a warrior.
Exactly right.
It was a warrior actions. You know?
Right. Would you not reward him?
You have to, man, because he did the right thing. I mean, he went out and he sacrificed, you know, because of his health, because of the injury, and he was out a month, 33 days to be exact, and then, you know, they clear him. There's no limitations on his minutes. That's what Kerr said, and then, you know, he goes out, and then the unthinkable happens, and it's most probably a torn Achilles, what we're hearing, and he becomes the biggest baby face in the town. So he really does. And he earns that. He's a warrior. That guy came out and was a warrior. Now, some might be listening and say, oh, guys, stop. This guy's making millions upon millions of dollars. He's a household name. He's a huge star. And he gets paid to play basketball. And that's what he did. He went out to do his job, even though he came back off an injury. No, a lot of people had a narrative that this guy, Durant, was not going to play because he wanted to sit back and keep himself and get healthy for July, for free agency, so he can make big bank. But he didn't do that. He wanted to go out and play. And then after this injury happens, to show you that maybe a lot of people have been wrong on Durant, or maybe he's matured, and since the burner accounts and all that crap, he put on his Instagram, this is after the injury, "I'm hurting deep in the soul right now. I can't lie, But seeing my brothers get this win was like taking a shot of tequila. I got a new life, LOL. And this was after Durant was injured. I mean, you know, after they won the game last night over Toronto on the road. I mean, so my point is, and bring that up, Moose, is that's about his team.
Right.
He knows he's screwed, and he's putting over the fact that they won. So there is a love amongst those guys on that team.
No doubt. And we're, you're going to hear from some of the Warrior players if you didn't stay up late last night, Taz. And for all the people there that had to get to bed right after that game went final and couldn't wait around for the press conferences, you'll hear from some of the Warrior players. But so many storylines coming out of Game 5 last night up in Toronto. We're going to hit upon them all. We're just getting going here on this Tuesday morning. We'll hear from Warriors general manager Bob Myers, an emotional Bob Myers, as he met with the media, Taz, because it was first described as a lower right leg injury, done for the night. Then you got the video of Kevin Durant leaving the arena on crutches in a walking boot. And we all saw the video as well. Bob Myers, after Kerr met with the media, the general manager met with the media, we'll play that presser back for you. You'll hear that next. It's Taz and the Moose on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You'll hear from Warriors general manager Bob Myers as he met with the media last night up in Toronto following his Golden State's 106-105 victory over the Toronto Raptors. Stave off elimination. 3-2 Raptors lead the series. We'll get to Bob Myers, his presser here momentarily. Bogus is in the house first time morning. What's up, Andrew?
Look at this. Oh, hey, Moose. Welcome back.
How you doing?
Hey, Taz.
How are you, buddy?
Here's your report. It is sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts. Thanks, Moose. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. After everything that happened last night in Toronto, the Raptors could have won the NBA title at the buzzer.
Leonard catches it on the logo, steps out, guarded by Klay Thompson, 6 seconds with 5 seconds. Leonard right side stops, feeds VanVleet. VanVleet, one dribble, get the corner, Lowry, it's blocked by Draymond, the game's over! The game's over! The game is over! The Warriors have won!
Apparently the game is over. 106-105, the final. It extends the finals to Game 6 back in Orlando on Thursday. That, of course, was Tim Roy on Warriors Radio.
Lowry's shot tipped, or did he really hit the side of the backboard?
Oh, it was tipped by Draymond Green, and that followed threes from Thompson, Curry, and Thompson again, which gave Golden State the lead. After 10 straight Kawhi Leonard points, put the Raptors up 6 with 3 minutes to go. All of that after Durant returned to the Warrior lineup after missing 9 games with his strained calf. He scored 11 points, 3-for-3 from downtown in just under 12 minutes, but then suffered a right Achilles injury, making a move to the hoop early in the second. An MRI later today to confirm reported fears of a tear. It's been a long series for Curry and company.
It's going to be a rough go in terms of just trying to recalibrate. We've been, up until this point, it's been about, you know, our hope that he could play. And our hope to stay alive in this series.
They are still alive after Curry scored 31, Klay Thompson adding 26. They hit 12 of the team's 23s while the Raptors shot just 8-for-32 from downtown. Again, Game 6 at Oracle on Thursday. Tony Parker retiring after 18 NBA seasons and 4 titles. And the Pelicans reportedly exploring multi-team trades starring Anthony Davis. That would maximize what they get in return for him. Home run history in Philly last night. The Diamondbacks and Phillies combining for a single game record 13 long balls. Arizona manager Torey Lovello tries to explain.
I know we hit 8 and they hit 5.
Thanks, Skipper. The D-backs 8 included back-to-back-to-back homers to start the night. They won the game 13-8. The Braves and Pirates went deep just 10 times in Atlanta's 13-7 home win. And the Rays rode a trio of two-run shots to a 6-2 decision over the A's. The Angels fought off the Dodgers 5-3. The Nats smoked the White Sox 12-1. And the Rangers outlasted the Red Sox 4-3 in 10. David Ortiz now at Mass General to continue treatment for his gunshot wound from Sunday in the Dominican. The Red Sox sent the plane for their legend, manager Alex Cora.
They talk about superheroes without capes. And he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know. So he'll be okay.
Ortiz expected to make a full recovery.
I'm saying the Moose, you know, during the press, that's classy, real cool that the Red Sox did that. You know? Not surprised, but I'm just saying that's cool that they sent a plane there to get him and, you know, get that's. I guess he lives in Boston. I'm assuming maybe he lives up there.
I thought he was living in Florida.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Or maybe, you know, or maybe he just has a house in Florida. I remember I interviewed him one time. He said he had a house down in Florida. I thought that was the case. Maybe he could have houses. I mean,
yeah, he
athletes
could have
got houses all over the place, right? Yeah. So,
the right thing, classy.
They did. They had to make sure that he was stable enough to fly. Right, they talked to the team of doctors down there in the Dominican. They found out he was stable enough to be able to fly. Sent out the team plane.
That's good.
And got him back to Boston. So that is tremendous.
It is a little odd that they're like, hey, do you think he could fly? Because we don't want you to take care of him anymore.
Well, I can understand it.
Yeah, like we want to get him away from you, but you need to tell us that he's stable to fly. So we're going to trust you to that extent. But after that, we're putting our own doctor in charge.
But here's the other issue. If some of the rumored stories down there are true, you want to get them out of the Dominican Republic as soon as possible.
Yeah.
That's the other thing as well. So, I mean, you just had someone that basically at a nightclub shoot him at point-blank range. So, not just the medical doctors.
Right, from a safety perspective.
Yeah, just for a safety perspective. Right. You want to get him out of the Dominican Republic and get him back to where you know he's going to be safe. And you know where he's going to be taken care of. That's a great job by Boston. It really is.
Yeah, the Red Sox did the right thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Minnesota Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph officially signs an extension this morning. The reported 4-year, $36 million deal will lower Rudolph's cap number, giving the Vikes more to spend elsewhere. And the U.S. women played their first match of the World Cup in France today, noon Pacific against Thailand. Guys?
There you go. Thank you, Andrew.
Well, we appreciate it. That's great.
Last night, late into the night, early this morning, if you're on the East Coast, Warriors general manager Bob Myers met with the media talking about the KD injury following the Warriors 106-105 victory. Take a listen.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame. But I understand this world, and if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department, and let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to... He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him. I don't know... I don't have all the information on what really the extent of what it all means until we get an MRI. But the people that worked with him and cleared him are good people. They're good people.
Yeah, there you go. That is Bob Myers met with the media last night.
Heavy emotion, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the reports that at halftime last night when the team came back to the locker room, that he was, you know, had his head in his hands and he was emotional as well at that time. You know, and, you know, the reports are the Warriors believe it's a torn Achilles tendon. Myers wearing his emotion on his sleeve. And, you know, it just shows you the care and the depth, because everyone understands it's not just the here and now. It's moving forward to the future as well. He put his body on the line. He's going to pay the ultimate price. He's facing 8 to 12 months here of rehab. We understand nobody passed away.
Right.
That this is not, someone's life did not end last night. But you have to look at it in the context of the situation as well. And the context of the situation is that everyone worked their rear end off. And when you see that kind of an injury transpire, Taz, then you start to feel guilty, right? You start to feel bad. Yeah. You start to say, you know, we shouldn't have put him back on the court. You know, this is not, you know, we could have taken a series loss. This is not that big of a deal. We should have moved on. You know, no, now he's suffering an Achilles injury. He's 30 years of age. Who knows if Kevin Durant will ever be the same? How much money? You know, so there's a wave of different things that hit you if you're the general manager, Bob Myers, if you're the, you know, run the personnel department. And you heard that all last night. He feels terrible.
He does. And Bob Myers, I mean, look, and I think you said it best. We understand no one passed away. And you're right. Look, the guy, this is beyond basketball. Myers feels really bad this happened to Kevin Durant. And he said Kevin Durant is the most misunderstood guy. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but
yeah,
you know, they love Durant and they feel horrible what happened to him. And this guy here, Myers, Bob Myers, he kind of quasi feels responsible because he's in charge of basketball operations, as you heard him say. So, you know, he's wearing guilt on him, and he shouldn't. He shouldn't, because Kevin Durant wanted to play. Kevin Durant is a competitor. He's a pro's pro. Okay, it's no one's fault. It's not Kerr's fault. It's not Myers' fault. It's not the training and medical staff's fault. It's not Kevin Durant's fault. It's not the Raptors' fault.
I wonder.
It happens.
It does happen, Taz. Yeah. I wonder what the risk is. You know, what? And I have no idea. You know, we're both not doctors.
Right.
And
right.
You know, I wonder what the risk was. I mean, what was the gamble? I mean, because there, you know, you saw Looney, who re-injured himself last night for the Golden State Warriors, right? But, you know, he took the court, and, you know, he's getting a pain shot every time that he steps back on the court, right? And he's got that rib cartilage injury, right? Upper chest, whatever.
We thought it was a
broken collarbone. It's not a broken collarbone, but it's close to the collarbone. But anyway, doctors said he can't make it worse, right? He can't,
right.
By him playing.
He can't make it worse.
He can't make it worse. My question would be is, what was the risk factor for Durant stepping on the court last night? Because there had to be, you know, you ran through it in terms of, you know, when you, you know, overextend yourself or you put too much stress on one muscle, sometimes the other muscle can go.
It's going to overcompensate.
Overcompensate.
The other muscles,
right.
And it's happened to me.
Right.
It happens to people.
So,
yeah.
Mike, I'm curious, and I'm not trying to assess blame or put blame on doctors. He got medically cleared. Kevin Durant,
correct.
As much as he wanted to play,
right.
Was not step on the basketball court last night until he, A, could practice, did limited the day before, and he had to get cleared by a team of doctors to step back on the court. I wonder from their perspective, Taz, if they had a conversation with him, what's the risk? Because that had to have come up in a conversation. Could he make the calf worse?
Right.
Could he tear the Achilles?
Sure.
Like, what are the risk factors? Was it only a 10% chance he tears the Achilles?
Right, right.
You know, did they not know what the percentage was? I mean, that's where I would be curious
in terms of
what the inherent risk for Durant's step on the court last night was.
Moose, I'm totally with you in what you're saying, man, because like when they're saying that when the Warriors or the medical staff, the training staff, when they're saying that narrative is, well, what he can't, how'd you word it? He can't hurt it anymore.
He can't make it worse.
He can't make it worse. Okay, that to me is a little, I got to tell you, that's a little fuzzy, man. I mean, because anytime you step on a field of play, you can get hurt. Okay, and I know that sounds like an obvious statement, but it's a factual statement. So now you have someone that, I mean, we don't see his medical records. We're not in the training room. When he's getting treatment, we're not there, Kevin Durant. You know, we don't know if he really was 100%. Look, I know this much. I know, like, my son, he's in college when he's playing. Like, last year, I mean, he was injured, and he wanted to get back. And the trainers, their job is to chill the athletes out, no matter if it's pro, college athlete, because the athletes are their own worst enemies because they're competitors.
Right.
They feel like they can go, right? You know that, mm-hmm. and I know that. And so what happens is you got to be smart medically and trainer-wise, make sure that this guy truly is ready to play. But for them to put out there that it really couldn't get worse.
Well, they did that with Looney.
Right.
They did that with Looney.
They did it with Durant, too. I didn't see them do that with
Durant.
Well, so even if it's just Looney,
I just brought that up as an example. With Durant, they said they basically said he was ready to go. I mean, he's dancing in the hallway before the game.
Right.
He's taking the opening tip to the game.
Right.
Kerr said before the game, there's no limitation of minutes. It's not like saying, all right, we've got him for 20 minutes tonight. That's all you can use him
for. Let's sprinkle him in a little bit here.
When I hear a guy's got no limitations whatsoever, Taz, it seems like he's all 100%. Systems go.
You would think he's 100%.
Well, as close to it as he possibly can. I was just curious, you know, because you have those conversations. He hadn't played in 33 days. You know, from a doctor perspective, yes, you're cleared to play.
Right.
But you have to have the understanding that this could happen. Right. We don't think it will happen. But it could happen. I don't know if that conversation ever took place. I'm just what I would like to know. I don't know if we'll ever know if that conversation ever took place.
Who knows? If I mean, listen, some ownerships of teams in pro sports this morning or late last night would have a meeting with the head of the head trainer, head doctors, and say what a private meeting. Like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, right.
And that could be happening with the Warriors. We have no idea.
Could be right.
Some teams that's going to happen. Ownerships can say, "Yo, what the F is going on here?
Yeah.
What just happened here? You know, really? I mean, because, look, anybody who's played sports or been injured, you know that with an injury, you can't rush back, even though it might feel right, because the other ligaments, joints, muscles, bones are going to overcompensate. Listen, he could have blown his knee out from what happened to him. Not even, it could have went the other way, up instead of down. Instead of his Achilles, he could have blown his knee out.
Yeah,
I'm glad it didn't happen to him, obviously, but I'm just saying it. Again, I'm going to go back to the thin leg. He's got a very thin leg.
No,
and
he does.
That's a very important thing, and he's got a long lower leg, very long. So, you know, he's not a normal human. Like, he's not.
No.
So it's, you got to, I don't know. I mean,
he's very thin. He's very lean.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him kind of the freaky athlete that he is, Taz, and what he's able to do. And if you watch that close-up video of him starting to make that move, and you see what looks like an explosion in his calf. You can, and we retweeted him. Basegla retweeted, so check it out if you haven't missed it on Taz and the Moose on Twitter, Taz.
Yep.
You can see the injury basically right before your very eyes take place.
Yeah, no, I know.
You could see the Achilles basically explode.
Let me ask you, I wanted to ask you this in the first segment, I forgot. Did you, because I know I did this, remember you mentioned it and I mentioned it, the pregame when he did the dunk, when Durant did the dunk there, right, in practice, in pregame? Before he landed, after he nails the dunk, and his feet touched the wood, the hardwood. Were you like looking at him to see if he was going to win? You know, like once he landed.
I did, yeah. Or if he was going to be limping.
I think everybody did. Yeah.
Or I was like, limping.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
see
how he
lands. He was hanging on the rim a little bit.
Yeah. You know,
and kind of swinging back and forth a little bit before he came down on like two or three swings, which was pretty cool.
It was.
But I was waiting to see if he was limping. I was honestly, after first couple threes, I was waiting to see if he was limping on the court a little bit.
Yeah, he looked fine.
He looked fine. He did. He looked fine.
He got in Van Fleet's face a little bit,
yes,
too.
He did.
Yeah, it was.
He did. It added a lot of excitement, and now the storylines continue. We'll start to break down and get to your calls at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. Want your reaction to the KD injury from last night. What's your take following what was what looks to be a torn Achilles tendon? We'll see what the ripple effects is down the line here for the Warriors, for every other team that was rumored to be interested in Kevin Durant. We'll finally get into Game 5, the Nick Nurse timeout, with about a tad over 3 minutes to go. A lot to get into and your calls as well. It's Taz and the Moose on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This is basketball legend Christian Laettner, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a one who got it done this week. How about Steph Curry? The All-Star guard scored 31 points to lead the Warriors to a 106-105 win over the Raptors. Game 5 of the NBA Finals last night. Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies to keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com.
You know, Moose, we've been talking a lot about Kevin Durant and the Warriors. Warriors were victorious last night to bring the game back now to Oakland there, to Oracle. So yep. The Raptors got to go on the road, and they're leading the series 3-2. Kevin Durant, which seems to be he re-injures himself, if you're just joining us, and it looks to be a torn Achilles. That's what the early reports are, which is a shame. So, which we talked a lot about, what could this mean for free agency? Does Durant opt to stay at Golden State? What are the Knicks thinking? What are the Nets thinking? Because there were a lot of reports that one of the two New York teams were going to gun after Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Let's go out to Jersey, though, and talk to John. Listen on radio.com.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
Damn. Johnny.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. What's going on, man? Your boy Moose is back. Look at this.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Oh, very excited.
Yeah. Oh, I saw your tweet. I just saw your tweet. Very excited. You know, you can call the show if Moose is out sick or he's with his family. You can't call and say, hey, Taz, hi, how are you? You can do that.
Taz, I honestly thought about that yesterday. I said, I should have called you because I said, Taz is probably thinking, John isn't going to call.
I'm busting Moose your chops. Is. I'm teasing.
Hey, look. I watched that last night, and I'll admit it. I looked at it as a selfish Knicks fan because I want Kevin Durant.
Right.
So I guess my question is, let's assume that he does opt out. If you're the Knicks, would you sign him now?
Probably.
You would still sign him.
I would still sign him.
Even with this torn Achilles.
If the Achilles torn ruptured the whole deal. Yeah, if you could still sign him.
Really?
I would still sign him.
Even though, and you posed a question on this show, early in the show, that we don't, let's say this is torn, and then he comes back, he's 32 years old. And you don't know, how he's going to be.
You don't know what, you're right. It's a great unknown.
And you still sign him.
I would probably, the Knicks are so desperate.
Well, that's a good point.
I would, the Knicks are so desperate that I would still pay him. I would still pay him. Not going to play basketball for 16 months, 32 years of age. Other guys have not responded well to a torn Achilles. You don't know what he's going to be like. Yeah, I mean, I would still sign him.
All right. Now, you would sign him. Do you think the Knicks will, or do you think teams will?
I think, to Moose's point, the desperate end of the Knicks, I think Moose is onto something. And I'll tell you what, I do think they'd sign him. I don't know if – I don't think I'd sign a guy who has a ruptured Achilles and that's, right now 30 years old. I don't know if I could do that. But I do think, to answer your question, John, off of Moose's point, I do think the Knicks are going to – they would if they have the chance to sign him. Mm. Just because I think the Knicks fan base, like the guy to my left and Moose, I know you're a Knicks fan too, John – that Knicks fan base is going to feel like, all right, we're making a positive move towards something. We're trying to win.
Right.
That's why I think maybe Moose is on to something with this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, hopefully he ends up, he's okay.
Yeah. Hope so.
Well, here's the other, and John, thanks a lot for the call, Taz, is I threw it out there earlier, is do you think the Warriors should pay him?
I do.
I mean, if you're Golden State,
yeah.
We joked around about other teams giving him money should he decide to opt out. If Kevin Durant decides to opt out, if you're the Golden State Warriors, do you say, you know what, you showed yourself to be a true warrior. You've been so good for this franchise. We're going to give you the max contract you're looking for, even with you coming through this Achilles injury, and we'll see you through that entire recovery process.
Yeah, I think they're going to. I think they would want to, I should say. I mean, come on, we just played the two-minute audio of Bob Myers just bawling in tears.
No, I know.
So they love him. I mean, they love him, and I think they feel guilty. They feel guilty.
I think they probably feel very guilty about it.
Under their watch, this guy got re-injured, a different part of his body. But I'm telling you, and I know you can do it, dude, look deep into it. After Sunday, whatever he did in their workout session in Toronto, in their practice, he had some ice on that Achilles.
Yeah,
he did.
Right, but he was cleared to play.
I know. He
did get cleared medically to play. It's not a case where he forced his way onto the court and said, I don't care what the doctors are saying. Golden State Warriors say it's good to us. Sign a waiver. We're good to go.
Right. No, you're right.
Not true. But you're right about that. I mean, listen, he clearly wasn't 100%, but it's a shame. It really is. We'll come back. More talk as with CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.